Lawyer Elise Schugel spends most days working at a legal services nonprofit in East Palo Alto, but about once a month, she volunteers in San Francisco as an attorney of the day. On those days, she gets to immigration court at 100 Montgomery extra early. But there's really not much she can do in advance for the dozen or so clients she'll represent that morning. She's never met them before.
On a typical day, there's usually a lot of young children running around, crawling around the floors, sometimes crying. Everyone's also very nervous.
Schugel is one of about 70 attorneys of the day. They do a kind of stopgap legal aid. Over the course of a day, they speedwalk immigrants through their initial court hearings. The idea is to buy time in the hopes that people without lawyers will have time to find representation before they have to plead their cases. There's no pounding gavel when Judge Dana Lee Marks enters her courtroom. People are coming in and out, and there's no recording allowed. She opens the session by asking, in English and Spanish, for anyone without a lawyer to raise their hand. And about 10 people do. She tells them to go talk to the attorney of the day, who's waiting at the front of the court. A few weeks ago, Esperanza, not her real name, was one of those who did.
Sí tenía yo miedo porque como se oyen muchas cosas.
She says, yes, I was afraid, because you hear so many things. Esperanza fled El Salvador 7 months ago. She found housing here and a school for her son. But with little money and no work permit, she couldn't find a lawyer to help her apply for asylum in the United States. She says, almost all the law firms I called, the low-cost ones, the nonprofits, the private ones, they all said they'd put me on the waiting list because there's so many cases. And so far, not one has called me back. The day Esperanza came to court, an attorney of the day was there, and she was in luck. After the hearing, that attorney took her on as a client. But that's not what usually happens. And not having a lawyer has real consequences. Immigrants who have lawyers are 14 times more likely to win their cases than those who go it alone. Judge Marks explains.
Immigration law is repeatedly compared in its complexity to tax law. I believe that immigration law is more complicated than tax law because there is no equivalent to TurboTax in immigration law.
But immigrants don't have a right to a lawyer.
I guess I should just start by saying that immigration proceedings are considered civil proceedings. There is no constitutional right to counsel like there is in criminal proceedings.
That's Attorney of the Day Coordinator Avantika Shastri.
Even though the consequences of immigration court proceedings can be deportation and you could be no longer entitled to live in the United States with your family.
The Bar Association of San Francisco launched the Attorney of the Day program 25 years ago. Today it's run by a collaborative that focuses on representing the record numbers of asylum seekers arriving at the U.S. southern border.
Vice President Joe Biden is in Guatemala today, meeting with Central American leaders. He's hoping to get their help in stopping the surge of unaccompanied minors arriving in the U.S. The flood of children has become a crisis for the government as it scrambles for solutions.
That's a news clip from 2014, when the situation first came to public attention. The government created special court proceedings for these migrants, called surge dockets. Also known as rocket dockets, these expedite the immigrants' cases, but they also leave them little time to find a lawyer. That's where the attorneys of the day step in. A few weeks after my visit to Judge Mark's courtroom, I meet another attorney of the day. He has about 30 minutes to interview half a dozen women with twice as many children, some in diapers. He's pressed for time, and breaking protocol, he asks me to help translate. Most lawyers speak Spanish, and they usually work in pairs, but there aren't always enough available. So today, this lawyer's on his own.
I call it like triage at a MASH unit, because it's a lot like there are all these cases that need emergency medical attention, but you have to decide which one needs it first.
Judge Marks again, speaking not as a Department of Justice official, but as president of the National Association of Immigration Judges, the judges' union.
The attorney of the day, they're doing us a tremendous service, regardless of whether it's perfect or not. It certainly is better than nothing.
Given the haste, the fear, and the high stakes, how does an attorney of the day win the trust of a client for the day? Here's Elise Schugel again.
I always explain who I am, who I work for, and who I do not work for. So I make it really clear that I don't work for the court, I don't work for the Department of Homeland Security or any other branch of the federal government.
But building rapport takes time, and a rushed consultation offered for free inside a courtroom does not inspire everyone to open up.
There have definitely been people that I've met with who I have a strong sense that that person went through something really, really horrible that he or she is not telling me. Almost all the families that I have met with intend to apply for asylum. They're all fleeing some sort of severe violence, and that is why they are coming.
The San Francisco Immigration Court handles cases from throughout Northern California. In the past 2 years, close to 9,000 people have come through its surge dockets. A significant number are unaccompanied children, some so young they can barely talk. Civil rights groups are suing the government for violating these children's rights by not providing them with lawyers. In March, their arguments spilled out of the courtroom and onto YouTube. Claims by a judge that he'd trained three-year-olds to represent themselves sparked a rash of homemade videos by lawyers putting their own toddlers on the stand. Here's one.
Are you afraid to return to your home country?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So if you were removed, would you like to designate a country of removal?
Yeah.
Okay, what country would that be?
Pizza.
Pizza? Okay.
A bill introduced in Congress last February would change this scenario. It's called the Fair Day in Court for Kids Act, and San Jose Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren is a co-sponsor.
I mean, you've got a scene here where you have the immigration judge, you have the trained lawyer for the government, and then you've got an eight-year-old. What about that picture thinks you're going to have due process?
Lofgren sits on the House Judiciary Committee. She's also a former immigration attorney. She holds little hope that the bill will advance, but she believes it's important to raise the issue.
What we're saying is everybody in America is entitled to due process of law.
So as the bill wends its way through Congress, in San Francisco at least, a small band of attorneys is helping immigrant families and children have at least one fair day in court for free. I'm Lizak Shalit for Cross Currents.